What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Donald Trump is currently running one of the most energetic and disciplined campaigns that he has ever run, and that's essentially what we're seeing today, is that Kamala Harris's honeymoon period is ending completely, and there's a complete 180 on the race that is happening since she entered it and replaced Joe Biden. I want to show you guys two clips today. Each one just gets better and better for Trump and his campaign. In the first video that I want to show you right here, the reporter's question in the clip is a little quiet, so just so you guys know, what it is that she's asking is that Harris has criticized him of doing campaigning in Howell, Michigan, because apparently there's connections with the KKK there. It's a ridiculous question, but here's his response.
Thank you, everybody, very much.
Thank you for coming.
Who was here in 2021? Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
That was great. So before I show the other clip, I want to speak to this one. This is the kind of training I think Trump was lacking in his other first two campaigns. He was so coordinated, and it's almost that he knew that the leftist media were going to have a stupid question like this. He maybe saw the criticism from Harris, but obviously he was incredibly ready to actually respond to this. Trump's policies have always been spot on, but he hasn't always been kind of the best at just having those one-liner zingers. I think that he's kind of spoken a little bit more than he has to, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And those short little zingers are really effective. And it's very clear, like I said before, that he's running a campaign that's just a little bit more disciplined than it has in the past. And it's paying off big time. When the BS media questions like this come up, he wasn't always ready to refute them. Again, he refuted them, but it took like 3 minutes to do it. He was ready to go. I have a feeling, and again, this is why I say he's more disciplined, that he's been trained. And again, I talked about this the other day. Tulsi Gabbard is meeting with him for debate prep. He's got a lot of people like Vivek Ramaswamy who are really expert debaters behind him. I think that he's listening to them. I don't know Trump personally, but he's pretty strong-headed. I have a feeling in the past he was a little bit more reluctant to listen to his advisors. I think he's doing that right now in his campaign, and I think it's paying off huge for him because little one-liner zingers like that show not only how ridiculous Kamala Harris is, but it shows how ridiculous the mainstream media is, because clearly him being in Howlett, Michigan, has nothing to do with the KKK. Michigan is a battleground state. Newsflash. He's doing campaigning there. Why are you asking dumb questions like that? Even worse, why is Kamala Harris talking about that when she could be talking about, I don't know, her policy, which she almost rarely does unless she's talking about her communist economic policies, which we've talked about on the show before. So anyways, great that he was able to answer it. It displays a real dichotomy between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. On one hand, he went back to the podium to answer that question. Like, he was done. It was called out to him. That's another indicator of that he was really prepared for, because he heard it and he's like, perfect, I have a great response to this. But on the one hand, so you have Donald Trump having press conference after press conference, going back to the podium to answer a question that was antagonistic towards him. At the same time, you have Kamala Harris, who runs from press conferences and won't even interview with the very magazines that put her face on the cover. I mean, Time Magazine literally put this glowing figure of her on their magazine, and she wouldn't even meet with them. That's how in, you know, the Democrats' pocket the media is. And as a lot of people have pointed out, the media really is running the Democrat Party. We kind of think of the media as subordinate to the Democrat Party. It's really the opposite. You know, it is the other way around. I actually really believe that. But in any case, that's the dichotomy of this race. You've got Trump running towards the press conferences, answering questions why Kamala Harris is running away. It's working out for Trump, by the way. We're seeing a bump in the polls already, but I think we're going to keep seeing the bump in the polls following the DNC. I think that we're going to see a huge resurgence of support for Donald Trump. In addition to that, though, and this is the second clip that I want to show you guys, it's not the only good news for Trump. I talked in yesterday's show about how RFK Jr. there's rumors, and you know, his running mate talked about how they might be dropping out to support Donald Trump. When Trump heard about this news, his reaction was really fantastic. It's really good news. Take a look at that reaction.
Ask you about RFK, because just moments ago, his running mate said that they were considering endorsing you. Have you considered him for a role in the administration, and what role would that be?
Well, we haven't, but I would love that endorsement, because I've always liked him.
Would you also consider putting him in the administration?
You're asking me a very unusual question. I haven't been asked that question yet. I like him a lot. I respect him a lot. I probably would if something like that would happen. He's a very different kind of a guy, very smart guy.
So this is a great response from Trump. It's great. As I said yesterday in my show, if you didn't watch it, I was a little nervous that Trump or some of his supporters would be like, we don't want RFK Jr. because that's not really part of our base. Guys, you want RFK Jr. As someone who disagrees with most of RFK Jr.'s policy stances, you want RFK Jr. He has 5% of the vote. I'm not saying all those people are going to go for Donald Trump. They most certainly won't. But if a majority do, that is the bump you need. You need to build coalitions to win elections. You absolutely want him if you're a Trump fan. This will have huge positive consequences for his campaign, and his willingness to have him will bring more RFK voters over, because not only will he accept RFK's endorsement, what he's saying right there is he is, you know, a little more willing to having him on his cabinet, which that's going to matter. That's going to matter for those people who are really bought in RFK and not at all bought into Donald Trump. If they hear that RFK is going to be attorney general, for instance, they actually might vote for Donald Trump, knowing that RFK has kind of a more prominent role in Trump's cabinet. Alex Jones said on his show today, and there's been a couple other leaks, but this is kind of the biggest leak that I saw. He said that there was a leak that came out that an RFK staff member leaked to him that RFK would be dropping out on Friday. I believe RFK is speaking in Phoenix on Friday. I actually, coincidentally, maybe not so coincidentally, believe Donald Trump is speaking on Friday in Phoenix, and that at that he'll be supporting Trump as well. So there's talk that RFK was asked, he's going to ask Trump to be the attorney general. Who knows if that's true or not? We can certainly look forward to it to see, you know, on Friday if it happens. Again, I don't know how credible Alex Jones' show is, but he's got a lot of followers, so the leaks certainly could go that way, and he's not the only leak I've seen around that. I predicted this yesterday, I'll predict it again. It will net Trump 1% by the total vote, which is invaluable considering he lost to Joe Biden by a factor of just over 1%. And obviously, Kamala Harris and Biden are far less popular than they were in 2020. So 1% could make all the difference in 2024, I think, from RFK Jr.'s perspective as well. So it's a great move for Donald Trump, no question. But from RFK Jr.'s perspective, if you're listening and you're an RFK Jr. supporter, which I know a lot of people who listen are, I actually think it's really great for RFK Jr. and the people who want to support him, because he knows he can't win the presidency at this point. He just can't win with 5%. And he's been open about the fact that he's not doing it. And by the way, another thing I'll add, it's not fully his fault. The Democrats have totally just screwed him from the very beginning and have been incredibly corrupt about the way that he's been able to run his campaign. It's just he hasn't been able to do it. He's not even going to be able to get on the ballot in most states. That's really the problem that RFK Jr. has. So I'm not dissing him. It's just he can't win. It's just the facts. So he's not going to be able to win, but being attorney general allows him to still be relevant and effectuate change from within. And, you know, I talked about him being the head of the EPA. I don't think the head of the EPA hardly does anything, but attorney general does stuff. And if he was able to negotiate that, I think that would be a really good mutual kind of beneficial relationship with Donald Trump and RFK Jr., because on one hand, this is a good endorsement for Donald Trump, probably the best endorsement in the race. Other than, I guess, Kamala Harris, if she dropped out and Donald Trump was the only one running. But it's also great for RFK Jr., again, because he's not just a nobody. The attorney general does stuff, and so his supporters can vote for Donald Trump knowing that RFK Jr. will actually have, you know, a place at the table other than just being some low-level cabinet member. Attorney general is a big deal. So if he loses, he gets nothing. It's a pretty logical move from both Trump and RFK Jr.'s perspective to have RFK Jr. get on board with Donald Trump. At the same time as Trump campaigning, his vice presidential nominee has also been in Michigan. J.D. Vance was asked about the DNC and Tim Walz, and his response was absolutely hilarious and really good. Take a look.
Obviously, there is a big event happening not too far away from here over in Chicago. Did you catch any of the DNC tonight or last night? If you did, what were your immediate thoughts?
Well, my immediate thoughts were all the people booing. I agree with them. That was my response to it, was boo. I watched little bits and pieces of it. We were out campaigning yesterday, so I got home to Cincinnati a little on the later side yesterday. So I watched some of it. I will say, just the contrast between the public safety policies of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump is really striking. And it's almost a joke to me that they held it in Chicago, which has become the murder capital of the United States of America, thanks to very failed Democrat leadership. I mean, I believe last weekend in the state of, in the city of Chicago, you had something like 40 shootings and 17 people who lost their lives. That is something that we would not accept in a third world country, much less in one of our beautiful, great American cities like Chicago. And I, you know, my little theory about why they decided to have the convention in Chicago is, you know, Tim Walz has been going around saying that he served in war, and maybe they did it in Chicago so that he could actually accurately say that he visited a combat zone, because Chicago, I mean, look, Chicago has violent crime statistics that actually mirror, again, third world, highly violent countries. Again, public safety is the birthright of every citizen in this country, poor or rich, black or white. Nobody should be growing up in a community where you have a murder rate like that. And I think it is a good contrast between the policies of Kamala Harris that promote violent crime and the criminals who do it, and the policies of Donald J. Trump, who promote peace, who promote prosperity, and want to throw the violent criminals behind bars. That's what Donald J. Trump wants to do. And I,
oh man, J.D. Vance is really, really, really good. And I think the irony of holding the DNC in a city that Democrats have systematically destroyed, it's a damning indictment, honestly, of their gaslighting and lack of care for America. And J.D. Vance pointing that out is really insightful. I was a guy who, you know, I didn't really know a lot about J.D. Vance. I wasn't thrilled about his pick, but his ability to campaign really hard and then, you know, be fairly polite to reporters while at the same time slamming Democrats, I think, is a really unique ability. I think it speaks to a lot of Americans. I'm not talking, by the way, when I talk about, you know, that damning indictment on Democrats, how they literally destroyed Chicago and then they've gone back to talk about all the policies that destroyed Chicago and how they're going to spread it to America. I'm not saying all Democrats, but what I am saying about is the Democrat elites, and those Democrat elites are the ones at the DNC. So J.D. Vance is a solid, solid campaigner. I think he makes it clear that he's not talking about just normal Democrats. He's saying, you know, normal Democrats, come vote for us, but the elite Democrats, they don't give a crap about you. That's why they turned Chicago into a nightmare. Same thing with Detroit, which, again, Detroit is literally in a swing state. So that's very important. I don't know a lot about Milwaukee, but I assume Milwaukee also has its fair share of problems because of liberal and, you know, Democrat policies. Again, as someone who is constantly looking for videos, though, about J.D. Vance and Donald Trump and just trying to find interesting things, there is no shortage of really great content from Vance and Trump right now. And the reason why is because they have press conference after press conference and rally after rally, most of which are in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And that's fantastic, obviously, as someone who does videos, but also it's stunning to see how hard they are working for this campaign, especially compared to Kamala Harris, who instead is, you know, hosting concerts and rallies and Zoom links, which is fine, you know, but they're not actually talking to journalists. They're not actually having press conferences addressing policy in the same way that Vance and Trump are. I do worry a little bit that they're not campaigning enough in Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. So I do hope that they're balancing that a bit. But obviously, if they win Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, I mean, 3-2, even one of those, it's massive for them. They're clearly working their butts off. Again, I've said it before, but this display from them is by far the most disciplined campaign I have ever seen from Trump over the last 3 years. I think it really shows that Republicans are not taking, you know, the lead that they had for granted. They see that they're kind of behind now. And I think that this honeymoon period with Kamala Harris is really about to end. And partly because people are seeing Kamala Harris's real image and the crap policies that she focuses on, but also it can't be understated how Vance and Trump have just been working their butts off, especially in those key swing states. They're with the American people every day. They take questions from the media every day. I don't doubt that Kamala will get a lot of the stupid vote, unfortunately, and a lot of people who don't follow the politics. But for those undecideds out there that are really looking, do I vote for Trump? Do I vote for Kamala Harris? They will for sure choose Trump because Trump and Vance are actually campaigning. They could actually go interact with them, ask them a question about their policy. Whereas on the other hand, they could go to a Kamala Harris rally and they're going to see Megan Thee Stallion, you know, twerk on stage, or they can go to a Zoom link and have everyone talk about joy the whole time, but they don't actually know what Kamala Harris stands for. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.